I'm looking for things to do that I need tshuva on Yom Kippur. Okay, let's start talking about Sukkos. In fact, interestingly, according to Halacha, it's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. And Halacha is the whole simen, shchunach, that says, why don't you make a shechyonu? I'm building a sukkah. Building a sukkah is a mitzvah. Why don't you make a shechyonu? So Halacha says, because the purpose of building a sukkah is to eat in the sukkah. So therefore, on the first night, when you make a shechyonu on the sukkah, and the eating in the sukkah, so that counts also for the building of the sukkah. Now, you don't make a bracha shekut shana, but mitzvah, but conceptually it's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Now, sukkah is complicated in many laws and very simple in other laws. The minimum size of a sukkah, minimum size, length and width, is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, which is approximately 23 inches by 23 inches. Sometimes it could be 21 inches, you know, but l'chadchili you should make at least, it's not very big by the way, at least 23 inches by 23 inches. The minimum height of a sukkah is 10 tefachim, which approximately is like 36 inches. The maximum height of a sukkah is not allowed to be, meaning the schach from the floor of the sukkah, is not allowed to be more than 20 amis, which is 30 feet. You know, you can make a sukkah on the roof of a building, even though it's way up there. But from the floor of the sukkah to the schach of the sukkah cannot be let more than 20 amis, which is 30 feet. Okay? So, what? 20 amis is 30, yeah, like three stories. Now, in the construction of the sukkah, you have to make sure, number one, that the sukkah is not under anything. Sukkah has to be under the sky. If you have trees overhanging over the sukkah, you have a big issue. If you have an overhang over a sukkah, you have an issue. The sukkah has to be under the sky. Okay? Now, how many walls do you need in a sukkah to minimally make it? So, according to Halacha, in fact, they say, it says in Svarim, that sukkah is spelled samach, chof, hey. Okay, the vav is a vowel, basically. So it's spelled samach, chof, hey. If you look at a samach, samach has four walls around it. Chof has three walls around it. It's open on the fourth. And hay has 2.5 walls. So you can make a sukkah either with four walls, three walls, or sometimes 2.5 walls. Now I'll explain how in a second. L'chadchila, it's better to make a sukkah with four walls, to make them sturdy. Because a sukkah that moves around in the wind is not kosher. Now, obviously, if you have four walls, okay, four walls is easy. Four walls. Three walls. So you have, this is the sukkah, okay? So you have three walls, the fourth wall is opened. It's also good. That's the chof. Now, sometimes you can even build it with 2.5 walls. Now, we said before, the minimum measurement of the sukkah is 7 tefachim. Let's speak tefachim. Each tefach is between 3 and 4 inches. So you need to have 7 tefachim. Now there's a din that we're going to learn and discuss more in building a sukkah that's called lovud. Lovud means if something is within 3 tefachim of something, it's called connected. So technically somebody can build a sukkah, two walls, proper walls, and the third wall could be a little bit over 3.5 tefachim. Or like, to better yet, like a little bit over 4, I mean. A little bit over 4. And you put it within 3 tefachim of the wall. So if this wall is 4 plus tefachim, and you put it within the 3 tefachim of this wall, so halachically it's considered connected. So then you have a three-walled sukkah. You're not supposed to build a sukkah like that, but a lot of times people have no choice. They have to do it. The minimum of the third wall has to be 7 tefachim. But if the third wall has 4 plus tefachim, and you put it within 3 tefachim, now if you put it all the way tefach away, it's not going to be good because this wall doesn't have 7 tefachim. Okay? Now, the walls of the sukkah have to come down within 9 inches of the floor. If the walls of the sukkah are over 9 inches from the floor, the sukkah is not kosher. That means 3 walls, which makes a kosher sukkah, has to be within 9 inches of the wall, of the floor. Now, on the top, it really doesn't matter. If, like this, if I have a wall that's this high, you see, it's proper height, yeah? And then the schach is here, not touching it. Schach is above it. I'll give you examples in a minute, yeah? So there's a din in halacha that's called good asik. Good asik means once I have a proper wall, halachic wall, the wall keeps going. Halachically, it's a virtual wall that just keeps going up. So if I have the schach here, and the wall is here, and this is a kosher wall because it's 10 tefachim or more, then halachically, this covers it. Because as long as if the wall keeps going up, it's going to hit the schach. If you put the schach here, then it goes up, it's not going to hit the schach. So then it's not going to be good unless it's within 3 tefachim. So now, to give you a practical example of this din, a lot of people use canvas sukkahs. Okay, you build a frame and then you build a canvas sukkah. Now, number one, you have to make sure that it's really secure because if it shakes around in the wind, it's not kosher. Another thing, so sometimes you can have a 10-foot frame. Let's see, let me give you an example. You can have a 10-foot frame and the canvas is only 8 feet. Okay, now, if you're going to hang the canvas all the way on top, where the schach is, then you're going to be short 2 feet on the floor. 2 feet on the floor is more than 3 tefachim, which is 9 inches. Okay? So what do I do if I have a 10-foot frame and an 8-foot canvas? Or boards or whatever, it doesn't matter. So halachically, I'm supposed to put the canvas touching the floor. And it's 8 feet, so it's definitely high enough. And then, even though the frame with the schach is over here, on top, it's not going to be a problem, because halachically the wall keeps going up. The other way, if you did it like this, you don't have a kosher sukkah, because you have more than 9 inches from the bottom of the wall to the floor. But if you don't have it going up to the ceiling, as long, again, it's very important, as long as when the wall keeps going up, it would hit the roof of the sukkah. Okay, that's...
What about in the middle?
Huh?
9 inches from here and... Okay? And then 9 inches here and then all 3 years, like...
On top, you could have more.
No, but I'm saying within...
As long as it's within 9 inches, but the best thing is it comes to the ground. That's the best thing.
How much can it move the tarp?
In a regular wind, it shouldn't be moving too much. The whole discussion, possibly nobody's clear exactly. I said a tefach, many people say a tefach if it moves more than a tefach. But you have to secure it properly, top and bottom, that it doesn't move around in the wind. What?
If it's very large, there might be some movement in the middle, but the top doesn't move.
Yeah, but the problem is the bottom 10 tefachim is what really matters. The main sukkah is the bottom 10 tefachim, right? That is what... So what, there are people that do it, by the way, when they have a canvas, yeah, and they want to make sure it's not a problem, they'll put a little board here. Within 9 inches, they'll put another board. Within 9 inches, they'll put another board. Now, because it's within 9 inches, it's all connected, right? So if you do it, 10 tefachim, let's say it's 36 inches, so you do 9, 9, 9, 9 with the boards. So then you have anywhere kosher sukkah that's firm as if a wall because the boards are within 9 tvachim of each other. Okay.
Does it have to have a minimum shear, the board?
What?
Does it have to have a minimum shear?
No.